This is BookCareers.com Live, the podcast about careers in book publishing for people who are looking for a job, building a career, or who want to do their current job better. I'm your host, Suzanne Collier, the founder of BookCareers.com, and it's my job to solve career problems relating to the book world. Hello and welcome to episode 134 of BookCareers.com Live. In today's episode, extracted from How to Job Search in Book Publishing to be published later in the year, I'm going to focus on answering application questions. Over the last few years, there has been an increasing number of publishers moving towards blind recruitment, where your application consists of answering a number of questions, often replacing completely the need for a covering letter, and in some cases also making your CV redundant, or it may be only using an application form. Other publishers accept CVs and covering letters, but often include what is called a screening or killer question to help filter down the number of applicants. Whether your CV is part of the process or not, your answers to the questions will often be reviewed in the first stage of sifting applicants. All applications are read by a real person to some extent. And whilst publishers may use applicant tracking software to manage a vast number of applications, every application is viewed by a human being. And it is in this first stage that, according to my extensive research from my book, that 80% of candidates don't make it through the first sift. The reasons for this are usually very basic: that they've forgotten to answer a question, put in an answer which shows they have no knowledge or interest in the role whatsoever. If it's a covering letter, all it says is, "I'd like to apply for the job, please find attached my CV," or it's littered with spelling and grammar errors. This is all really basic stuff. I hope this gives you confidence in the application process to know that a human is reading your application, but also how easy it can be, even in the most competitive job market, to put yourself in the top 20% of every job you apply for. So to get yourself in that top 20%, brings us back to my first rule of everything, which is learn how to read and understand instructions. So you've read and understood the job advertisement. Now, how do you answer application questions? As you would with a covering letter, and if you need help with covering letters, revisit episode 81 and episode 106 of this podcast. Go through the job advertisement and underline the skills and competencies mentioned that you already have, and make notes as to how you can demonstrate you match that particular skill. It's also a good idea to identify the skills and competencies mentioned in the advertisement that you don't have. Not really to bring these negatives into your application answers, but so you can see whether you are a good match for the role. Some questions are relatively straightforward, such as, "Tell me why you want this role," or "What experience do you have which is relevant to this role?" And your answers should be based on the notes you've made relevant to the advertisement. For instance, you might say for an administrative role, "I have 12 months of administrative experience gained in a solicitor's office whilst I was at university. This involved managing an office diary, filing, answering the phone and being the first point of contact. I also got to proofread a number of contracts." Yet if you listen back, what I've just said doesn't read very well, and could be improved. And this is what you need to do with your application answers. It is best not to type live straight into the publishing's online system, but to work on your answers in a document on your computer where you can perfect your sentence construction, grammar and phrasing, as well as check any spelling. Where you can, read your answers out loud to yourself. If your answers sound stilted, like a series of disjointed statements about yourself, then it is best to rewrite what you have written. So for the example I have given, it would read a lot better if it was phrased as follows. Whilst at university, I spent 12 months in a busy solicitor's office where I was the first point of contact. This role involved managing the office diary, answering the phone, as well as proofreading a number of contracts. Can you hear the difference well-constructed sentences make? The only thing missing is it still sounds a bit like what I call CV speak. So if there are other points which you can add, which make these words your own, then add them. Such as, I was often asked to help out with creative projects, such as drafting advertisements, planning tweets, and organising an office open day. And that is what you need to achieve in your answers to application questions. In other industries, you can probably get away with a series of unconnected statements, but this is book publishing. We are words people. We love reading the written word. It almost goes without saying that answers to application questions with words that flow and don't sound too much like CV speak often go further in the process than those with extremely poor grammar, especially for editorial roles. Other questions might be directly related to the skills for the roles, and these very much emulate the type of question you might be asked in a job interview, such as, can you give me an example of when you've had to be organised? Or tell us about a problem that you have solved. The answers to this type of question should be similar as to how you would answer in a job interview. And when you're planning your answer, it's really helpful to use the interview-related STAR method. So the S stands for the situation. Think of the task that was required, the actions you took, the end result, and those should help you plan out your answer. If you're able, find an organisational task or a problem which is very similar to the tasks you will be completing if you were successful and got the job, as it helps your skills and competences appear more relatable. Again, read through your answer, rephrase or reframe sentences if you need to, and check and double check for any spelling mistakes or typos. And whatever you do, always, always stick to the word count. Probably the most frequently asked question in applications is, tell me about a book you've read which has been published in the last year. The way to answer this question is to imagine you are describing a book as you might do if you were at an editorial or sales meeting. You're describing the book to someone who has never read it in a way that encourages them to read it. So it's fine to go into a detailed critical analysis of the characters if you feel you have to, but make sure you are doing this in a way that helps sell the book to the reader. The person at the other end needs to feel that they can't wait to read the book. And even if it's a marketing role, Don't stick to bland, gushing marketing speak either. Use your vocabulary to explain what is going on and bring out the best of the book rather than a continuous number of superlatives such as the best book I've ever read, the most engaging title I've read. If you can, within the word count, mention how you came across the book, whether it's from a piece of marketing, a recommendation, or it was on display in a bookshop. Now, this is actually a task we frequently practice in our Book Careers Newcomers Job Club. And if you're coming from a non-publishing or bookselling background, it is one of the key skills I would recommend you become accomplished at. Learning how to talk about a book in a way that makes someone else want to read it. You can join the Book Careers Newcomers Job Club via the Book Careers website. This seems a good place to stop for today. If you're stuck, book into the Careers Clinic on the bookcareers.com website, or my email, as always, is suzanne@bookcareers.com. This episode contains copyright material extracted from How to Job Search in Book Publishing to be published later this year. Now it is your opportunity to join in the live discussion. You can find us across social media using the hashtag BookCareers or on Twitter @BookCareers or me personally, Suzanne Collier. Or visit our own platform at bookcareers.com/live. Thank you for listening. May you all be doing a job you love and being paid the salary that you so richly deserve.